Chapter 3, Your Father Knows. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Matthew 6:31.
Over 60 years ago, a famous fictional character named Jabez Stone hit the big time in the Academy Award-winning movie The Devil and Daniel Webster. Stone wasn't evil, but he appeared to be the unluckiest man in all of New Hampshire. Unlike men who have the Midas touch, everything he touched turned to gravel in his teeth. One day, he couldn't take it anymore. He had just broken his plowshare, his horse was sick, his children came down with the measles, his wife was ailing, and he had just injured his hand. Although Stone was religious, that day he vowed that he would sell his soul to the devil for a shortcut to success in life. The devil obliged, and at the expense of his soul began to prosper Stone for 7 years. Outwardly, Stone's life was immediately flooded with good fortune and all the trappings of success. Inwardly, however, his spirit had begun to shrivel up and die. He was about to gain the whole world but lose his very soul. As I watched the movie and read the famous short story by Stephen Vincent Benet on which the movie was based, I couldn't help but think back to the haunting words of Jesus. "You fool. This very night, your life will be demanded of you." Like Stone, all of us have been tempted to look for shortcuts to success. And nowhere is this truer than when it comes to our prayer lives. We desperately want good fortune. We want a formula that will open up the windows of heaven and rain down its blessings. If you want to get right down to it, our prayers sound dangerously close to the pleas of pagans who constantly worry, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?" Thus, before Jesus launches into the principles of prayer through the most beautiful, symmetrical, and majestic of all biblical prayers, he first warns his disciples against praying like pagans. The last thing he wants his disciples to do is turn the prayer he's about to teach them into what the Bible describes as vain repetitions. So says Jesus, "When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. They think they're going to be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." As the father of eight, I can tell you that I sometimes know what my children need before they ever ask me. However, what I, as an earthly father, only sometimes know, our eternal Father always knows. There's no need to pull out the prayer beads or attempt to wear God down by repeating the same prayer over and over and over again. He already knows what you need before you ask Him. This statement by Christ inevitably leads to the question, why bother praying if God knows what we need before we ask Him? I fear the very reason that this question is so often posed is that we have been conditioned to think that supplication is the sole sum and substance of our prayers. The prayer of Jabez, now on the lips of multitudes, is an example of such supplication. "It's great to ask God to bless me indeed so that I might be a blessing to others. It's glorious that God should enlarge my borders so that I might reach more people for His kingdom. It's right to ask that God's hand might be with me so that I might be led through the challenges of life by His sovereign control and not by chance. And it's proper to pray, 'Keep me from harm, that it may not pain me.' Prayer, however, is not merely a means of presenting our requests, it's a means of pursuing a relationship with our Heavenly Father." As I write, the lyrics of a country western song sung by Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Paul Overstreet wash through my mind.
"How much do I owe you?" said the man to his Lord. "For giving me this day and all the days that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I will pay the price." And the Lord said, "I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. treasures of this world could never be enough, and I won't take less than your love.
The point of the lyrics, which deal not only with the relationship of a man to his Lord, but the relationship of a husband to his wife and a mother to her son, is that relationships are cemented not just by giving and getting, but by love and communication. The fact that I often know what my kids are going to ask before they open their mouths does not mean I don't want them to ask. Rather, I long for them to verbalize their thoughts and feelings. That's how relationships blossom and grow. Likewise, if we are to nurture a strong bond with our Creator, we must continually communicate with Him, and prayer is our primary way of doing just that. A memorable way of prioritizing the principles of such communication through prayer is found in the acronym FACTS. It's a variation on the often repeated acronym ACTS. The first letter in the acronym FACTS represents faith.
Faith.
Faith is only as good as the object in which it is placed. Put another way, it is the object of faith that renders faith faithful. The secret is not in the phrases we utter, but in coming to know ever more fully the one to whom we pray. And since God is awesomely revealed in His Word, the prayer of faith must always be rooted in Scripture. Prayer becomes truly meaningful when we enter into a relationship with God through Christ. We can then build on that foundation by saturating ourselves with Scripture. As R.A. Torrey so wonderfully put it, to pray the prayer of faith, we must first of all study the Word of God, especially the promises of God, and find out what the will of God is. We cannot believe by just trying to make ourselves believe, because such belief is not faith, but credulity. It's make-believe. The real warrant for intelligent faith is God's Word. As Paul puts it, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ. Jesus summed up the prayer of faith with these words: "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you."